Support groups from Anchorage and the Matanuska Susitna Borough met on Friday to discuss addiction in Alaska. A recovery summit was held in Palmer. Alaska Public Media's Henry Leisha attended to learn how people in recovery are working with the state to fight the opioid epidemic.
Inside an auditorium filled with people whose lives have been touched by addiction, the state's chief medical officer runs through a list of what the Matsu Opioid Task Force has done to combat substance abuse.
It's bringing together law enforcement, it's bringing together teachers, it's bringing together family members who are impacted, and most importantly, people who are in recovery.
In looking for ways to curb drug abuse, the state hasn't always sought out input from people recovering from addiction themselves. Terrio Walters is the founder of Fallen Up Ministries, a group that provides non-opioid addiction recovery treatment and has worked with the Matsu Task Force. Walters is in recovery herself and has spent time in prison. For years, Department of Corrections policy has prevented her from helping people with a history of addiction as they left prison.
Somebody would say, I don't want you talking to Terria because she's a convicted felon, and that's the policy, no felon-to-felon contact. Even if you did treatment with her and she's doing good, she's a felon. So the person that's going to help me the most is somebody that has lived experience and has been where I've been.
Walters says that a correctional system that punishes addiction has a negative impact on recovery. And many feel that the anonymity that's at the heart of support groups like Narcotics Anonymous perpetuates the sense of shame and stigma associated with addiction. Carl Soderstrom, co-founder of the support group Fiend to Clean, says that he wants to bring people in recovery out of the shadows.
What we're trying to encourage people to realize is that there's a lot of pride in recovery. You know, so we don't have to relive the past and we don't have to own our addiction. What we have to do is be proud of our recovery and share it with folks so that they can get out of their addiction and find recovery for themselves.
These days, groups such as Fallen Up Ministries and Fiend to Clean have become a point of contact for the state to reach those most affected by the opioid epidemic. In Palmer, I'm Henry Leisha.